I have done nothing wrong in my life, ever. Written by Sintforth and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, The Locked Tomb. Relationship, Jean-Marie Chateur and Isaac Tetteris. Rating, teen and up audiences. Additional tags, fluff, teenagers, piercings, and associated minor blood and needles. Best friends. Summary. Jean and Isaac attempt DIY piercings.
You're such a chicken.
Chicken? It's a needle going through my tongue.
Oh, so you've had like 20 needles through your ears before?
My ears are made of cartilage. My tongue has muscles, Jean.
Oh, what are you,
a flesh magician now? Come on, Isaac. I don't need to be a flesh magician to know that tongues contain muscles and taste buds and significantly more nerve endings than an earlobe.
Jean-Marie IV, Cavalier Primary, sat on a stool in front of her necromancer. His cheeks were pink, and he licked his lips nervously. Jean thrust a needle she was holding in her hand towards him.
Here, I'll go first.
Isaac took the needle from Jean and looked at it doubtfully.
All right, he said.
Jean stuck out her tongue expectantly. Isaac leaned forward with the needle in his hand. He grabbed the point of her tongue with his other hand.
Ooh, he said, laughing as it slipped out of his fingers. It's all slippery.
It's my tongue. Of course it's slippery, Jean said.
She licked her lips and made a face.
Your fingers are salty.
I'm sweating. I'm nervous.
You would have been the only nervous necro going up to get his wards if we hadn't gotten sick.
That's not true. Besides, that's different.
How?
I don't know. It just is.
The necromancers who do that know what they're doing. I'm just some guy with a needle in his hand.
You are Isaac Tetteris, Baron of Tysis, heir to the House of the Fourth, Jean exclaimed.
Isaac raised an eyebrow at her, and she finished,
with a needle in his hand.
Both teens erupted into giggles. Jean waved her hand in front of herself as she attempted to quell her laughter.
Okay, she said. Okay, I'm ready.
Isaac took a long deep breath in and let it out.
Okay, he said.
They made eye contact and started giggling again. 5 minutes later, even Jean's abdominals were feeling the effects of laughing so much, but they had gotten it out of their systems. Isaac approached Jean again with the needle, biting his bottom lip, his face determined. He gripped her tongue and took a deep breath, squeezing his eyes shut.
Don't you close your eyes?
Jean shrieked, though with Isaac holding her tongue, it sounded more like,
Don't you close your eyes?
I was blinking, Isaac ground out, and then he moved.
Jean squeezed her own eyes shut at the last second, even though she had told herself she was absolutely not going to close them. A bright burst of pain flooded her senses, and it was both better and worse than she had been anticipating. It hurt a lot, enough to make her eyes water, but it quickly turned into a dull throbbing that was easy to manage. The hot, coppery taste of blood hit her mouth, and Isaac muttered,
Oh my God!
It's just blood, Isaac, Jean said.
Her tongue felt thick.
Yes, but you're my cavalier. So I bleed for you. It's what I do.
Well, I'm not usually causing it directly.
Isaac looked around. Where's the jewelry? Jean blinked.
I thought you had it.
Isaac rummaged on the table next to him.
No, you had it. Oh my God, this is the whole point.
As Jean began looking around on the table next to them, the door opened.
All right, you two,
came the booming, embarrassingly jovial voice of Magnus.
Time for...
Jean hastily wiped her chin and tucked her tongue, which felt far too large for her mouth, back inside of it. Isaac wiped his bloody fingertips on his pants and gave Magnus the most obviously guilty expression Jean had ever seen. She rolled her eyes and sighed.
What is this?
Magnus asked, crossing his arms over his chest. He looked at them disapprovingly, but there was an amused gleam in his eye.
Nothing,
Isaac squeaked. Jean shook her head emphatically, not trusting herself to speak.
Well, you've certainly convinced me, said Magnus. Clean yourselves up and get ready for dinner.
A smile quirked the corner of his mouth as he turned back to the door.
The jewelry is on the shelf behind you, by the way.
Magnus closed the door behind him, and John and Isaac looked at each other silently for a count of three before they both burst into renewed giggles. The end.